We're doing the Meiri Sedra Kabbalah, and we'll dedicate our learning to Rav Pesin, Rav Avram Yehuda Leib Pesin, to whom we owe, I'd say, most of our learning. So,
this is the Meiri, or is this like...
This is the Meiri. No. This is the Meiri's work on Jewish history, his introduction to Pirkei Avot, and he says like this. We discussed the period of Tanoim. We reach Rebbe, Rabbeinu HaKadosh. And now, v'azigez man amoraim. Now we reach the period of Amoraim, which we already discussed that this is a little bit problematic because we do have that overlap. Rav Tanu Upalik, Rebbe's own grandson, Rabbi Yehuda Nesia, is interjected into the Mishnah. But okay, in a general sense, we've reached the period of Amoraim. V'kodem shenatchil b'sipun yanei amoraim. But before we start discussing the Amoraim, nomar shatanaim hayu rabim, we have to mention that there were many Tanoim. La'alafim ilirvavot, thousands and tens of thousands. Mehem shenizkiru tamid b'mishnah, you have those who are mentioned consistently throughout the Mishnah, like Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Lez ben Hurknos, Rabbi Yoshua, his counterpart, Rabbi Meir, the disciple of their disciple, Rabbi Meir is a disciple of Rabbi Akiva, who is a disciple of Rabbi Lez and Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yehuda, another disciple of Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Eloi, Rabbi Yossi, which is Rabbi Yossi bar Chalafta, another disciple of Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon, who were contemporaries. I don't know why he chose this order. I don't know, you know, this is a little bit out of chronological order. Rabban Gamliel, I don't know which one he means, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. So he enumerated 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 Tanaim. These are the Tanaim you encounter in Shas, 9 Tanaim. There were tens of thousands, but the names you encounter most are these 9. Umeim shiron yizku b'mishnah klal. You have Tanaim who don't appear in Mishnah at all. Ele shabau divrei k'tzatam b'stam mishnah o b'mila klalit. They're quoted. Sometimes a Mishnah will take the opinion of a specific Tana, or in a general word we've heard from a specific Tana, but he's not quoted by name in a Mishnah. Meaning, when I say in a general sense they're mentioned in the Mishnah, I mean the Mishnah will sometimes say a Stam Mishnah like someone, meaning the Mishnah says Halacha plainly, and really it's going in line with a specific Tana's opinion. Or else, the Mishnah you often find says Chachamim Omrim, the rabbis say, the wise men say, who is that? Who's the wise men? It could be Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, Rabbi Lez ben Charsum. It could be one of many sages who we encounter in the Gemara, many Tanaim, but they don't appear in the Mishnah. You have many Tanaim like that. You know, there was a Tana named Yonah, like the prophet Yonah. There was a Tana Yonah. It must have been pretty big because we only find Hillel and Shammai that were known by their names. Everyone else was known either as the son of or Rabbi so-and-so. Someone known by his name, you have Hillel, Shammai. There was one Hillel, one Shammai. So I guess there was one Yonah. What could we do that his name appears only one place in Shas, as far as I know? The Gemara in Chulin quotes Yonah Omer, and Rashi has two opinions. Is that a Tana named Yonah? Or is that Yonah the prophet? We have a Mishnah from Yonah. But it was someone big enough that he was only known by name. So there are many Tanaim who never made it into our Mishnah. Umem shniskiu ba'abim kumot, you have Tanaim that are found all over, aval lo batmada ke'elu kol kach, but not as frequently as these Tanaim. Umem shuskiu gam ken, aval me'at mizar. And then you have Tanaim who are mentioned very infrequently, mem pa'am me'achat b'chol Mishnah. Some Tanaim appear only once in Mishnah. Umem bet pa'amim, some appear only twice. Umem gimem, some only three. V'chol ka'yitzeh b'zeh. That's the way it works. Admon omer. You find Admon a few times. Okay. You find Admon a few times in Mishnah. Shimon Achi Azariah, you find them a few times in Mishnah. There are Tanaim who appear only a few times. He said, I thought to mention all the names of Tanaim who appear only once, and then all the names of Tanaim who appear only twice in Shas. He says, but you know, it's almost inevitable that I won't make a mistake. Interesting, the Meiri. He says, I'm not sure that I'll be able to do it right. So I don't want to sin to write something that I'm not sure I could get down right. The Koshken he says, and how much more so when you take into account that you have different versions in Mishnah. One Mishnah says Rabbi Elazar, one Mishnah says Rabbi Eliezer. Do you have that yod or you don't have that yod? There are different quotes in different Mishnayos. We have different versions of Mishnah. We ourselves, till today, there are areas where it's unclear whether the Mishnah says like this or like that. So you look in the Tiferes Yisrael, in the regular Mishnayos, They have on the side Shinuyei Nuschot, different versions on each Mishnah. You have differences between the Bavli and Yerushalmi Mishnah. We don't have a standard. It's not like Tanakh, where almost every letter is on tradition. In the Mishnah, there are different traditions.
When you buy Mishnah, is it Bavli or Yerushalmi?
Neither. It's Mishnayos. Isn't that interesting? Take a Mishnah. Name asai kor nesashma. Be'arvis, be'arvin. Which one is it? Korin, korin. The Gra right away discusses the Rash Saraleo. There are different versions. I don't know.
Neither me, it's...
I don't know. I have to do research on this. Where'd they get that one from, right? I don't know.
Art's
okay, so we'll pick up our... we'll pick up on this Mishnah. We'll pick up on the Meiri here, Bezachim, next week.
I forgive you in advance for